All right, guys, we have one more story for the night. It's Mr. Steve Persh bringing it on home.
Hey, everybody. I'm a member of the Nerdalogs, and I've been coming to your stories a few years now, and I've known at some point I'm probably going to tell some high school wrestling stories. And Scarred is obviously a great opportunity to do so. Also, I don't know what to be more excited about next Saturday, the Nerdalog show at the Chicago Nerdfest, or the College Wrestling National Championships, which I will have to DVR because we've got a show. Kind of broken up about it. So anyway, for my story, I'm going to talk about three types of pain that I learned about while a high school wrestler. Two pithy phrases, and I will paraphrase one tweet that I recently saw. So, high school wrestling was my first serious sport. I had played volleyball and basketball in grade school, and I enjoyed it. It was fun, but it was never really a serious sport for me. I knew that I wasn't going to continue on into high school or club volleyball the way my brothers were. I knew it was a fun game to play. But going into high school, I knew wrestling was going to be something more serious. I had never seen a wrestling meet. I had never done any real high school folk style wrestling, to separate folk style from the Greco-Roman and freestyle that you see in international competition. So I didn't even know those words, when I went out to the wrestling team. But my parents, for years, had been telling me, maybe you should go up for wrestling. They had both been around high school wrestlers, and it was this idea in the back of my mind, maybe that is a good thing for me. And you know, the individual competition really appealed to me. The idea that I could walk out into competition alone, no teammates, and win or lose entirely on my own merit. That was super appealing to me. To get to that point, you actually need to practice wrestling, which I had never done before high school. You needed to be in good physical shape, which I really wasn't at all before high school. I've always been really skinny, but as I learned, skinny is not at all the same as being in shape. So the first type of pain that I learned about in wrestling practice was the basic kind of pain you get when you really physically exert yourself, when you really exercise 2 hours every single day in those dungeon-like wrestling rooms, the sweating, the running, the push-ups, the sit-ups, the stretching. It's a different type of pain than I had really experienced in, like, running laps before grade school volleyball practice. So that was the first type of pain that I learned about, just the pain of really exercising. That did not get me to winning any wrestling meets, though. The first wrestling meet that I saw was one that I competed in. I very quickly lost as I did my next couple wrestling meets. I didn't win a wrestling meet, or I should say match, I'm sorry, wrestling match, which is just one-on-one competition compared to a meet, which is a large group of people. I didn't win a wrestling match until I learned about the second type of pain, which is the pain of minor injury. So every day at practice, I would collect some new scar. Like, my knees were just disgusting by the end of the season. Just rug burn basically every day. Rug burn on my face, rug burn on elbows. Everywhere was there a cut, scrape, or rug burn. And then the Friday night before a tournament, I pulled some muscle in my shoulder. I don't even know really the word to describe, but I knew that there was a deep pain in my neck and I couldn't really move it. So Friday night before a Saturday tournament, I'm going to have to wrestle probably 3 times in this tournament. Can I do it? This is the second type of pain that I had to overcome. That pain of acknowledging that this is a minor injury, but to have any chance of winning, you need to get past that type of pain. In the practice room, if there's a cut or a scrape, to keep competing, a wrestler needs to be able to move past that type of pain and keep going. I knew if I want to win one of these matches, I'm going to have to just ignore this throbbing pain in my neck that prevents me from turning my head freely. Believe me, there's a lot of head turning in wrestling. There's a lot of grabbing of necks. I knew I'd be in a lot of pain. But I won a match that day. I think I lost 2 and won 1. But it was so satisfying to get my first win that day. And I had to overcome that second type of pain. And the pithy phrases that were involved here is that idea of pain is weakness leaving the body. When I was in high school, that was all over t-shirts. The soccer team had that. I think another team had that. Pain is weakness leaving the body. And for that first type of pain, yes, sure. If you're exercising in a well-regulated program, that pain that you go through of exercising, you become stronger as a result. The second type of pain, maybe. Yeah, maybe you do need to go through and ignore those minor injuries and get stronger as a result. And going through that, feeling that sense of accomplishment after winning that match with my neck throbbing, I felt like, yeah, I'm living up to that Abercrombie slogan. Wrestling is what men do during boys' basketball season. That was an Abercrombie and Fitch slogan my freshman year of high school. And getting through that second type of pain made me feel like, yeah, this is what the men do during boys' basketball season. The basketball team was actually good at my high school. The wrestling team was terrible. But then the third type of pain. So here's where I'm going to paraphrase a tweet. Leading up to the 2012 Summer Olympics, I started following a bunch of Olympic wrestlers on Twitter. Since then, I've stopped following some of them because it's less exciting to just hear about their daily training. It was really exciting to see them leading up to the Olympics. But one I still followed retweeted something like, if you're about to get in a fight, look at the guy's ears. If they're ugly, you're going to lose. Some of you may have seen former wrestlers with cauliflower ear. So the cauliflower ear is a product of repeated trauma to the ears. And over the course of a lifetime of wrestling, ears will just get entirely mangled and scarred. It's ugly. It's kind of disgusting looking. But some of the best wrestlers ever have it. Kale Sanderson, the only guy to go undefeated all 4 years of college, his ears are completely cauliflowered. And I think it's because he treated the third type of pain the same way as the other types. The third type is the dumb kind of pain. The pain of actual injury. The thing about cauliflower ears, it's incredibly easy to prevent. Headgear, the thing you see high school and college wrestlers wearing, completely prevents cauliflower ear. Some people still practice without it because they think it makes them look tough. Well, that's one reason. Maybe another reason is that for the kind of person who goes undefeated all 4 years of college, the only person ever, maybe for that person, there isn't a distinction between that dumb type of injury pain and the second type of pain, working through minor injuries, or the first type, just pushing through normal exercise. Maybe to get to that highest level, you make no distinction. I don't know if that's healthy. I'll say for the general public, no. There's a reason that pain exists on an evolutionary perspective. In my wrestling career, I saw people try to work through injuries that they shouldn't have. That's ignoring the kind of pain you shouldn't ignore. But for some people, it leads them to success. I hope we all can do a better job of delineating between them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was awesome. I've been waiting for you to talk about wrestling. We had a couple years ago, my buddy Aaron told a story about his high school wrestling career, and I was really hoping that you guys would somehow, I don't know, get together and I don't know. I wanted to see you wrestle. Straight up. I just wanted to see you wrestle. Steve Hirsch, Aaron Pinkston, let's make it happen, guys. Next month at your story.
Yeah.
All right. That's a great idea.
There's an audience round.
Yeah. Is there really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This sounds like a lot of fun. You want to go spaghetti wrestle, bro?
I mean, do you really want to wrestle me?